from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old Dirty the Dilf. And Byron had to step in. We had to go to the bullpen. Tyler wasn't feeling well. We had to go to the bullpen, but our guy Byron has stepped in. And we've got the latest for you. First of all, the latest is 5 o'clock fire is brought to you by Kirk Holmes. Remember that. And we are live here at the Westin downtown. And we'll be here until 6 o'clock. As I see a ton of Astros fans rolling in here, and some Royals fans have been sprinkled in here. A lot of people are coming in and then walking over to the game. It's so close, just in walking distance. A lot of people are hanging out and making their way to the game, and you can hang out here with us. You can do a little pre-gaming here. People are doing pre-gaming here inside the bar. If you want some good whiskey, some good Sagamore rye whiskey, we've been able to have some. Our guy here is tasting some. He's damn near Abreu buttons down right now, baby. He's one more away, baby.
Yeah.
Abreu buttons down.
Come on, man.
They got good food, good drinks here, and you can have a good time. By the way, coming up in this hour, and I'll tell you when it is. It is coming up at 5:40. 5:40 is when we will hand out the final prize, the signed helmet by Christian Harris. Christian Harris signed a game-sized helmet. That will come up 5:40. You know what? You're right. We'll go a little earlier. Let's do this. 5:20. After this segment, because a lot of people are going to be taking off going to the game. 5:20. After this segment, we will hook somebody up with the final prize, that autographed game-sized helmet from Christian Harris. All you got to do, if you have not done so, is sign your name, throw it in the box here, and we will raffle that thing off, and you have a chance to win that that helmet. And be like DJ and Kat, who are our earlier winners today. So come hang on out with us coming up here today as we're here till 6 o'clock. Clint, Astros are hosting the Royals tonight. Hunter Brown gets the ball tonight. And listen, he's been rolling. He and Framber Valdez have been the two best pitchers for the Astros here down the stretch in the last couple of months. He gets the ball tonight. And, Clint, it's been a bit of a rough stretch here of late. They had the big win yesterday, 10-0, and Spencer Arrigetti had that great performance along with Yordan Alvarez. But they've kind of struggled here in that stretch going into yesterday's game. They had lost 6 of 8.
But this is another good baseball team. As we said, they're in a stretch of 14 straight against good baseball teams. Right now, the Royals are 16 games over 500. They just took 3 of 4 in Cleveland as that series was on the line for first place. This is another tall task for the Houston Astros, but you want to see them get challenged here because they're not really getting challenged in the division, but they're really running into good teams they have to play. But this is a pretty big four-game series to see what they're able to do against this team.
Yeah, it's a big four-game series for the Drive. There ain't no doubt about that.
Yeah, right, it is.
Hey, look, here's the deal. All joking aside, is we've asked in the past, we viewed Justin Verlander and we viewed Framber Valdez, both of those guys as, hey, man, you got to stop the bleeding. You got to be the guy in this rotation that can stop the bleeding. Look, I understand that everybody's been really, really good. They've been great of late. So I'm not saying he needs to do something that he hasn't already done or that Spencer Arrighetti didn't do or that Ronel Blanco, Framber Valdez didn't do. What I'm saying is to start this series tonight, given what's gone on with the Astros of late, we need Hunter Brown to go out there and give us one of them starts that we're talking about next week. Give us one of them starts to stop the bleeding, if you will. I know it's not terrible. I know it's not been bad. But give us one of them starts where all we got to do is string a couple of hits together and the Astros get the dub. Make it easy on this lineup tonight. And Hunter Brown, I think, it's time that we slide him into that category of Verlander and Framber Valdez as it pertains to expectations. I'm not saying he's the same pitcher. I'm not putting him in that category yet. I know it's a small sample size. But what I'm saying is it's time that, from an expectations perspective, that we put him in the same conversation. He has the ability to stop the bleeding. He has the ability to go out there.
He's done it.
And we need it to happen again with the Astros right now. And it, to me, it's one of them nights. You got a really good baseball team, as you've reminded us, a really good baseball team coming in here. And, you know, you need to win this one. You've dropped a couple of series or split series of late. You need to win this one, and it starts with Hunter.
This will be fun. Two of the best rotations in baseball, and two teams that have their big guns going in this, right? Hunter's going to go. Framber's going to go in this series as well. Seth Lugo, who is a Cy Young candidate. Cole Reagan's a Cy Young candidate. Brady Singer, who's got an ERA well under four, has been really, really good. So this is going to be a great series of pitching, starting pitching on paper, Clint. And listen, I've done a couple of hits today in Kansas City about this series and about the Astros. And like I told them, listen, this is a team that those first four in the lineup right now are the ones that you kind of get through. As I said, I would pitch to Yordan Alvarez in any important moments. I would say for the Astros, they probably shouldn't pitch to Bobby Witt Jr. in really any important moments. This is a guy who had been neck and neck with Aaron Judge in the MVP race. Aaron Judge is gone crazy here of late, so he's probably taking the lead on that. But it should be a really, really fun series, Clint. And I think of interest here, the lineup is out, and to see what Joe does to play with it today. Here is the lineup: Altuve, Yordan Alvarez, Bregman. Yordan is the DH. Bregman, I guess he's just cool now because he's just playing third base every day at this point now. But Bregman at third base. Diaz is catching. Gamel is in left field and bat fifth, which kind of jumps out to you when you look at the lineup. Pena, Singleton is at first. And then Jason Hayward, the newest Astro who joined the team today, he'll be in right field with Jake Myers in center tonight. So this will be a really, really potentially fun series. I also want to pass across this news with Kyle Tucker. Kyle Tucker said he is feeling much better. This, according to our guy of Sports Radio 610, Adam Spillane. He has done some light base running, but he'll do a little more tomorrow. He said he is not really feeling any pain in his shin. It's more tightness as he builds strength. He's doing more spring training things. And Clint, I actually saw a video of it.
Of him running bases?
I saw a video of him taking ground balls in the outfield and then turning quickly and throwing them in.
Yeah.
I will honestly say it's the best that I've seen him look.
First time you've watched it and said, okay, now we need to talk about him
this is
making
not,
progress.
What I've seen, because what we've seen on tape has not always matched the words that they have said. What we saw on tape, what I saw on tape matched the words of, oh, he can get around. He doesn't look like he's favoring things to me as I've seen. Like when he's full torque throwing the ball.
He ain't twerking in the outfield, is he?
He's not twerking, but it's full torque throwing the ball as I've watched this, like running up. That looks natural. That looks like he's very, very close. And that
hey, he should have got on that same.
Did you see that?
He should have got on that same bus that White Boy Chaz got on to head down to Sugar Land, get the games in. Let's ride.
Yeah, that looks close right there. That he was. There's no favoring before in the outfield. Any movements you could see, he was kind of slowing down to stop. You could see he is now just. It looks natural. Natural movement, running in and throwing and landing on that. It looks like. It does look like at this point Kyle Tucker is getting close.
Yeah, that's
the best I've seen of him.
That makes sense right there. Look, Justin Verlander comes in. Boom, we reinforcements are on their way. All of a sudden, you look up, Ryan Pressly is back. We'll see what comes of that, but that's a huge plus. The Kyle Tucker situation is next, man. I mean, it's beautiful to be in a position that you're in right now, leading the division, one of the hotter teams in baseball, or you were one of the hotter teams in baseball, let's be honest, of late, the last 10, 12 games hadn't been. Yeah. But you're still in the power rankings. You're one of them dudes, right? You're one of them squads. And so it's good to be in that spot knowing that you've got reinforcements. You've got not good, but you've got great big-time contributors, game-changing, impact-type contributors coming back. Again, Verlander last week, Ryan Pressly this week, Kyle Tucker hopefully right around the corner. We'll see what Jason Hayward brings to the table in terms of playing in that outfield and being a big bat that you can, at the end of the day, probably lean on as a pinch hitter when everybody's healthy. We'll see what he brings to the table. But, boy, it's sure looking good for these Stros, man.
Yeah, I think I got a really good idea from something someone suggested that we do. I think... I like the one where it says the loser, because you said it, all right, the first three games of the series, whoever wins that two out of three is the winner. The loser has to do the entire show in the other team's colored face paint.
Colored face paint?
I would have to do the orange, the Astro face paint. Maybe even try to do.
Well, I do love the.
And then you and Tyler would have to do the Royals face paint, and you guys have to do the entire show on Tuesday. We'll be back all of us Tuesday. We'll be back all Tuesday.
Yeah, I'll do. I'm down with that.
I love
the Royals colors.
I want to see.
I look good in blue.
That would be fun to sit here and look at the both of you. Have to do the entire show.
I mean, I'd be somewhat disappointed that I got to listen to you for 4 hours while that's happening. But that's what makes it fun.
What? We'll just do the show. But I think it would have been very, very.
I got to look across that damn table and look at you with a blue face. Yeah, I
mean, it'd be very. I'm not wearing a blue face.
No, me, yeah, my blue face.
It'd be a very, very wonderful visual. Get somebody to come in paint. I'm sure Aaron's a good painter. Elena's a good painter, so we'll have a good time with it. All right, let's see what happens. The Astros' big series against the Royals starting tonight.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Clint, as college football gets going tonight, they have opened up the lines, and the betting favorites are Georgia and Ohio State. Those are the two betting favorites to win the national title this year. Is that how you would see it? Are those the two teams that you look at and say, that's who I expect to be there at the end?
Yeah. I mean, look, Ohio State's got about a Ohio State's got about a $20 million roster over there. So, yeah, you gotta like them and coming out of the Big Ten. I think there might be some folks sleeping on Oregon. When you look at the top two favorites, Ohio State, Georgia, I mean that makes perfect sense to me. I do really like Texas as well.
That's who you like, but is that who you see? If you had to pick it, is that who you think is going to be there? Those are the two teams you think are
No, I would not pick Ohio State.
I don't either. I don't think their quarterback. I don't think their quarterback. If they're going with Will Howard,
I would pick Texas. I would pick Texas before I would pick Ohio.
I would agree.
Ohio State to be completely. I just don't believe in Ohio State.
I would say Oregon too. Gabriel, I like.
Yeah,
a lot.
I mean, Oregon is one for me that is definitely in that conversation. I would go Georgia and Texas with Oregon following behind and Ohio. Look, Ohio State would be up there, but. I would probably throw Texas or Oregon in there over the top of Ohio State.
Yeah, Oregon's a team to really watch. Dan Lanning, obviously a really good coach. I think they got a quarterback that fits their space. But Georgia does right now seem like they are the best team in football. Georgia feels like that is the team to run it. They bring back the quarterback. They got a young guy. My thing with Texas is they've lost a lot. And I'm not just in a space yet where I look at them like Alabama and Georgia to where it's like, yo, they lost these guys, but I'm confident they got similar level players still there. I believe that with Georgia. I believe that with Saban's Alabama. I don't know that I'm there with Texas when you start talking about they lose Sweat and they lose – the other big fella up front who was even better than he was, whose name has escaped me right now. I think he went to the
Titans.
Sweat went to the Titans. I forgot who it was. I'm sure somebody on the text line will let me know. He was the number one D tackle taken off the board, but losing Xavier Worthy, you know, losing. I don't know that I look at him if confident that, bam, they got another guy right behind him who's ready to go.
Well, look, after losing a first-round receiver, second-round receiver, a first-round D-tackle, and second-round D-tackle, it just seems like that would really handcuff most universities. But if you listen to Steve Sarkisian, I've listened to him at SEC Media Days and a couple of different press conferences. I mean, he is very, very vocal and very confident that this is by far the best roster and the most talented they've ever been, Ron. So that, I mean, I agree with your thought, just generally speaking. But, boy, when you hear Sark talk about this roster, man, he's pretty convincing
with it. I know he's going to talk about it. I'm just saying, like, this is, like, Texas, that was the first year, and I know Byron Murphy, that's what I couldn't get
there. There you go.
Thank you, text line. I know they've got a lot of five stars and they've got high recruiting marks, but we've seen that like with A&M. Like, it doesn't always pan out. I don't mean to take a shot with A&M, but I'm just looking at what they've – it doesn't always mean that guy's going to be – the next guy is going to be really, really – hell, they lost the other receiver to the Colts in the second round as well, the kid from River Point. So they've just got a lot of replacing, and they're moving to the SEC, and we'll see. We'll see what happens there. So a lot to roll through here. Georgia and Ohio State, the top favorites to get and win a national championship this year in college football as it kicks off full-fledged today and this weekend. Coming up, there was a bit of a disagreement with the captain, Joe Espada, with members of the Drive. But we'll let you hear what Joe had to say and see if you feel better about his explanation on the decision he made last night. We'll discuss that.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Next. Welcome back as we are live here at the West End enjoying ourselves. Congratulations to Daniel. He worked so hard. His name has been in there for so long, and Daniel was able to pull off the Christian Harris helmet, autographed helmet, as he is our final winner tonight. There are a couple of really ticked off people around here at the West End who really wanted that helmet, including that young lady in that yellow shirt eating those wings. She was really hot that she didn't win that helmet, but congratulations to Daniel. He is our final winner as we've really enjoyed ourselves here at the Western. A lot
I feel good about that, Ron.
Do you?
Because Daniel and his wife walked in. He got Texans gear on, by the way. All, up down. So I just felt the urge. So I got up off my ass.
And there you go.
Grabbed a couple of them little raffle right there. I said, hey, y'all. I said, we're giving away some autograph stuff over here, man. You might want to. I see you got the Texans gear on. I'm assuming you're a fan. You might want to jump in this raffle. So him and his wife signed up.
Damn, without you, he wouldn't have won it.
Would have never won it, man.
Damn.
I feel good about it, man.
Hey, that's good.
Hey, great story. Daniel.
Danny.
He's got a son that happens to be at A&M right now, Tyler. He's got an Aggie in the family. He said every year of his life on his birthday, he put him in a number 20 Earl Campbell jersey. Mm. He's got pictures from 1 year old to 18 years old. Mm. And I said,
and every year,
his ass ended up in College Station.
Wow.
He said, yeah, he did. So I hope. He said, I'm going to the Astros game tonight. He said, I'm gonna bounce over to College Station on Saturday and catch that Notre Dame A&M game.
It's a good one to get to. He's got him a nice sports weekend.
That's right. Down there in Corpus, man, living large. Got a big-time fantasy football group down there. So, yeah, man, I learned a lot about old Danny.
And Daniel won. Daniel,
uh-huh. Yep.
Daniel got the W. Good for him. All right. As I said, man, we'll be here till 6 o'clock. If you're looking to pregame for a little bit, you're steps away from Minute Maid. So you can come right on in and jump in and have a good time. A lot of this looks like this must be a thing right here. As many people drop by here and then go on and head their way, grab a couple of drinks here, grab some good food here, and go their way into the game. By the way, also, as I was reminded, they've got a rail system right by the rail system. And Sundays, if you want to come and pre-drink somewhere and then head down to NRG, you can just come on over to the West End and then jump on the rail system. It'll take you right down to NRG and get you ready there for a Texans game where you got to deal with the parking and bother and all that stuff.
Well, look, I'm going to tell you, man, I don't know much about the rail system, but if it is doable, this is where you need to be, man.
And this year, that parking, I can tell, is going to be.
Yeah, it's going to be a little different the last few years. That traffic, that parking, I'm going to change my plans. That's for damn sure. Get in there a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
But the Westin, man, I mean, they've renovated this joint. I've not been up in the rooms. I'm sure you can check that out online. But, boy, if you look at this lounge, right, I mean, this lobby area right here, bar area right here.
It's nice.
I said it right, lounge area. It is a phenomenal setup. No surprise that they have tremendous pregame, Astros pregame, concert pregame. Type of atmospheres, as well as the post game gathering here happens to be at the West. This would definitely, back in my day, This would be a day. This would be a spot where I'd slide through. I'd pregame here, probably plan to postgame here as well. And the old Westin, the old hotel postgame was a pretty smooth one back in the day.
Whatever that means.
Well, sometimes you got to think a little ahead. You know what I mean?
What is it? Park Street is where you normally well, head back to.
That's where I learned everything.
You just took off somewhere else.
This is post Park Street days. I didn't know nothing. I didn't know what the Westin was in the Park Street days.
I know. I just say you took off somewhere.
Westin, that's some old boy at school, isn't it? That's some old buddy at school. You tell my old boy lives around the corner.
I had a Westin Brown. I remember him that I went to school with. All right. Last night, and this happened while we were on the air, as Spencer Arrighetti was into the eighth inning with a no-hitter. And this is a young rookie. And listen, there are so many pitchers, Clint, that have pitched a long time, that have been successful, Hall of Fame-level pitchers, Clint, that have never thrown a no-hitter. That have never experienced that, have never experienced what Justin Verlander and Nolan Ryan have done several times themselves, never experienced it. And Spencer Arrighetti was there and in that spot. Pitch count decent. And in the eighth inning, Joe Espada makes the decision to take out Alex Bregman and to take out Jose Altuve out of the game. And I'm going to let you hear his explanation here in a second to see where your thoughts is. I know for me, Clint, I was not fired up about it. I know you weren't either. I thought you got a chance for special. You needed six more outs. Mauricio Dubon had just made that amazing catch. Every time you see a no-hitter, you see one of those defensive plays, and you thought, oh, my God, it's going to happen. That was the play, one of the shots of the year for the Astros, of Spencer Arrighetti standing up there with his hands on his head with his mouth wide open. And staring down, like, did he catch it? And Clint's yelling, show it to me. Show it to me. Did he catch it? And then he took out Alex Bregman and took out Altuve. And damn, do you know, the first hit was a chopper to Alex Bregman to third base that Alex Bregman, we pretty much believe, would have handled. And Shea Whitcomb could not get a handle on that chopper. And there goes the no-hitter. I, to me, was like, hey, man, you got six out. And I know he got hit by a pitch, but you kept him in on the run, and then you kept him to play defense again in the seventh. So I don't know why he doesn't play in the eighth and the ninth when you have a no-hitter on the table. Clint, before you answer, Byron, I want to hear this. I want to hear what Joe Espada had to say, because he gave an explanation on why he made the decision to pull his guys.
You know, my first thought is we are playing 18 straight. I got to give my guys a little breather. It's 94 degrees outside. I'm very much aware of the no-hitter and where everybody's at. But right now is we have bigger goals, which is win this division. So I got to do everything in my power just to make sure that everybody's healthy. Everybody, is ready to, recover for tomorrow. And that's all I was thinking about. And also Spencer had the pitches to go out there and continue to go. And if he would have been efficient in the eighth, he probably would have gone out there in the ninth.
It's been over 24. It's been almost 24 hours. You feeling any different? Are you getting even more fired up hearing his explanation of why he decided to make that move?
Yeah, I'm more fired up about his explanation. I just disagree wholeheartedly with it. I think anything that Joe Espada does relative to resting players, pulling players, going to a six-man rotation, I think at the end of the day, anything he does, anybody under the sun that covers the team can say, well, we got bigger plans here. We're trying to win a division. We're trying to make another trip to the World Series and win an ALCS. And yeah, that's always going to be the low-hanging fruit answer to everything they do. But if you look at what he did, it's very difficult for Joe Espada to sell to me that he was worried about Bregman in terms of 94 degrees and being able to play and recover for the next game. You let him run bases after he got hit in the freaking head with a baseball. He went back out and played third base in another half of an inning.
Yes.
Right? I mean, Yordan Alvarez went to the plate and hit another third home run after Chaz McCormick hit a home run to make it 9-0. Like, at what point did you all of a sudden decide, boy, I got to get these guys this rest, man. These next six outs are going to really put them behind the eight ball. Like, I just... I don't have a problem with him resting players. I don't have a problem with him at any point in time going.
It's just a situation.
Hey, but the reality of it is, to me, if you're a manager, like when you see a young pitcher that is having the month of his life, he struck out more batters in the month of August than anybody at this point. And he's got a no-hitter going into the eighth, and you don't provide the best defense that you could possibly provide at that point in time.
Eight and ninth for that inning, kid. That's it.
Like, I'm sorry, guys, but I can't lean into we got to keep him healthy, or I can't lean into what happened an inning ago when he got hit in the head, but you left him in the game then. Like, for me, you're talking about a career-changing moment for an individual player. You're talking about, to your point, something that very rarely happens within an organization. I don't know how many no-hitters the Astros have thrown. I should probably know that working here. But it's not near as many as you would think.
The entire Padres organization just threw their first two this year.
There you go. And Spencer Arrighetti's six outs away from it. And you, as you said, you can see like the catch off the wall for Dubon, man. The low pitch count through six innings, all of a sudden it balloons up a bit. Now he's got to tighten down and get some outs. Like it just – in my opinion, I thought it was a horse crap decision by the manager in that moment as it pertains to Spencer Arrighetti, and that's not the time for me. I mean, you've got a 3.5 game lead on the division, and your guy's got an arm that swells up. I don't know if it's future Tommy John. I don't know what the hell's going on with Bregman, but you're playing him at third base instead of DH'ing him. You're willing to take that risk every single day, but you ain't got six outs in you for Bregman behind a guy that's throwing a no hitter. Yeah, I don't, again, I
just think you're going to contradict yourself, and he was going to, because I would say this: what if he ended that eighth inning with 105 pitches and no hits? You think he would have run him back out there in the ninth, even though it wouldn't be you
in
got
the best
goals,
interest? Yeah, right.
He
exactly.
No, he would have ran his ass out there
as well. He should have.
Yes, as well as he should, with 105 pitches and a no hitter. Even though you probably don't want that pitch count to jump up that high, I think he would have done it.
Yeah.
I just think you're going to contradict yourself. Like you said, you had a game in which you had just told us a couple of days ago that this cat was working at first base and Alex Bregman. You had a game in which Victor Caratini was the DH and Alex Bregman and Alvarez were in the field. And you just told us his arm. Bigger goals. Like, it just –
Well, you just
I
can't – you
saying.
Can't pick it's, and use – like, you can't pick and choose, Ron, when to use that excuse. When it's blatantly obvious you weren't thinking that the minute after Chaz McCormick hit the home run to make it 9-0. Like, if you were going to – at that point, if you're going to say, hey – all right, we're pulling the reins back. Jordan, you're done. You know, Bregman, you're done. Altuve, you're done. And you pull everybody that you possibly can. And then you know what I mean? Like you empty your bullpen with guys that I guess they did that with King. But I don't know.
He ended
I just
up doing it after he gave up the hit.
I just find I find it really difficult in hindsight for him to lean into that right there, given what we watched.
All right, as we continue live here from the Westin downtown. I got to believe D'Amico and Nick deserve serious credit for something they addressed. And they were proactive instead of just waiting for something bad to happen, which a lot of teams can get reactive. They were proactive, and I think they deserve credit for that. We'll just explain and discuss that coming up. As we are live here, and we've had a great time. We've had a great time. Thanks to everybody here who've taken care of us. And we've had fun as well here with all the people who have jumped in, everybody who's come in to have a good time and enjoy some good whiskey. I love my guy right here. His wife is called looking for his ass, but he's enjoyed some good whiskey. Oh, yeah, you're going to get it. Look at that hat. Go ahead now. Go ahead. Don't play with that hat, baby. I like that hat now. Man, there it is. There it
is.
Go ahead,
indeed.
Baby. Go ahead. I'll tell you. There it is. The Astros fans are stopping by before they head out to Minute Maid. And that's the great thing about the Westin here downtown. It is just minutes.
Ron,
it steps away from Minute Maid Park.
I mean, it's unbelievable, man. If you're coming downtown to a concert, if you're coming down to a Rockets game, you're coming down to an Astros
game.
You ain't
lying, man.
This is clearly the spot to stay, man. I mean, and I'm not just saying that. Look, I mean, the lounge that we're in right now, wide open. When you're talking about the fans pre-gaming or post-gaming, I mean, you don't want to be off in a corner by yourself. You want to be up and about where you can see folks, you can talk to folks, you can cut up, you can see the bar, you can see the TVs. They do have some lower sitting lounge areas, which I absolutely love. The setup is tremendous, man. And Sagamore Rye Whiskey, big shout out to Sagamore Rye Whiskey for having us today. We obviously they're small batch rye. You can find it at all the liquor stores out there. Make sure you're asking for Sagamore at all your local liquor stores. SagamoreSpirits.com. Today, the signature drinks at Sagamore was mixing up for the folks here is the Orange Crush. My boy Ron had 2-3 of those right there. They clearly are good, refreshing. Maybe one or two, not 2-3. 1-2, 1-2. They were offering the Black Eyed Rye as well as
our producer Matt had it. He said it was delicious.
The Black Eyed Rye.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well done. And then there's also obviously an Old Fashioned made with Sagamore Rye whiskey. At the end of the day, we greatly appreciate them allowing this to happen, being a partner.
Absolutely.
And if you're out there and you're looking for a rye whiskey to sip on, a rye whiskey to keep around the house, I highly recommend Sagamore. Just stop by your local liquor store. They got they got all you need, baby.
Absolutely. Congratulations to all of our winners. Kat, who kicked it off by winning the Will Anderson Jr. jersey. DJ, who won the signed football from Jalen Petrie. Said he went to high school with Jalen Petrie, so that's kind of a cool dynamic there. And then Daniel S., who won the final prize, the autographed game-size helmet of Christian Harris. So congratulations to all our winners.
There's Kat.
There's Kat right there.
Boy, I tell you, them old winners, boy, they peacock around, don't they?
Don't they? She's walking a little different.
Yes, indeed. I mean, that's what happens when you party with Sports Radio 610. We give away autographed items. We give away new jersey. By the way, I know we said this before, Ron, but
Kat looks like she gets her toes sucked.
Probably a time or two. She probably
probably
forces it on folks.
You don't think she's one that allows to be
no,
pose the question.
I think Kat's the alpha.
Yeah, I can see that.
I think Kat's the alpha.
Yeah, she's got good height.
Hey, see that whipped cream over there? Here's
she
your
sprays
toes.
It on, she sprays it on it.
No, you spray it on there.
Oh, she's wow.
And get to
okay.
work.
And
if you want to put a cherry on top, come on. She's got alpha. She's got alpha on her. I said, hey,
you better leave that damn stem on too.
I'll pull the curtain back. I said, hey, I said, here's the deal. We're gonna take a picture, and because she works here. Look, I mean, at the end of the day, she works here. Some people frown on you know employees winning items, and I don't. I think hell, if you hear
our employees,
I mean, if it was Sports Radio 610 employees, that'd be a little shady. But that's not the deal. It's an employee of the Westin here, and I said, look, do you mind? You mind pulling your earpiece out and maybe hold that jersey up in front of that name tag would be good. And she was like, I'll do you one better. Hell, she took it all off.
She took off the jacket.
Jacket and the earpiece. Yeah,
the jacket,
I mean,
and the earpiece.
Obviously, we're standing
off.
In the lobby of a hotel. And the Westin's really cool, but it ain't that cool. I mean, it's like.
It would have jumped up if Kat took it all off.
Look, Westin would. I don't know where the Westin ranks right now, but I mean, they would have jumped up 10 spots in the rankings.
It'd have gone viral, huh?
If all of a sudden you just ask for pictures and they take it all off. Like that, I would imagine that the male occupancy would have skyrocketed.
There it is. How about that? Well, I don't really know how to transition off of that, but thanks for that. And again, congratulations to our winners, including Kat, who took it all off her earpiece and jacket as she took photos with us. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access, John McClain, the Hall of Famer.
Johnny.
It's Thursday.
Mad Dog.
That's right. The Hall of Famer, the general, will be on with the fellas as I'm sure they'll go over the roster, go over what the Texans have done here the last couple of days, getting to 53 and getting ready for the regular season. So John McClain will join Texans All Access. And then after that, Area 45, as you know, here at Sports Radio 610, we're live and local. Sean Bajani and Luke Merrow. Luke Merrow will join Sean
Big
Bajani
Luke.
as Patrick Creighton is out today. He will be on the show with Sean Bajani live and local until 11 o'clock.
Luke's a new addition to our Sports Radio 610 roster, isn't he?
Yeah. To the team.
Looking forward to it, man. Yeah. I'll tune in and see what Luke's all about.
Yeah, on the way. After football practice with the mighty Southside Saints. By the way, I got I'll put you on the spot here on the show. Got a shrimp boil. I need you to buy a $15 ticket for. Just going to put you on the spot right here. Yeah,
well, I mean, am I supporting my boy Trey?
You're supporting Trey?
Hell yeah, I'm buying it.
And I'll bring it to you. It's got some shrimp, but the shrimp and potatoes.
Yeah, hell yeah,
corn,
I'm buying it.
Some sausage.
His old cheap ass daddy. Nah, I ain't doing that. But Trey, I'm in on Trey, baby. I'll buy two of them.
Courtney told me on the way out. She said, "Ron, if you don't take that to work and run that around, we're going to be on the hook for all the
Hey man, is it online?
Dinners. No, I got it in the car. I got you.
It's in the car?
Yeah, I got you.
Well, hell, I was going to tell the people out there, man, let's sell this thing out, man. Let's get this shrimp dinner, man. We got to say, hell, I don't know about you, but the price. Hey, look here, the prices of dinner nowadays, I'll take a $15 shrimp boil right now.
I'm telling you.
That comes with sides? Hell yeah.
Hey, they're from Louisiana, so it should be.
Come on, man. Cajun.
Good. Should be done.
Little Cajun vibe to it. Yeah, I'm in. $15. Cool. Supporting my man Trey. Done.
Hey, before we get out of here, hand it off to Texans All Access in Area 45. Can I say this? I want to give credit here to D'Amico and Nick Caserio, Clint, because I don't know where they would be if they weren't proactive about the running back situation, and they didn't say, hey, earlier on, they didn't say, hey, maybe we need to look at getting some, just at least emergency backup, something behind Damian Pierce if he doesn't catch it the way we hope he has, and if he doesn't catch it like he didn't catch it last year. And they got out early and brought in Cam Akers to bring him in. And you said it. You said you thought it was a long play. You don't bring him in and not try to keep him around. And to me, they would be in a much more difficult place if Damian Pierce were playing the way he has played and they didn't have a Cam Akers, and that they were now scrambling and trying to find, hey, what running backs got cut? What veterans are out there? Or doing like the Cowboys and signing Dalvin Cook to a practice squad spot or whatever. I got to give them credit for being proactive early on in camp and saying, hey, let's go and get something. I don't want to be stuck with Damian Pierce, who's not kind of picking it up, and then rookies that I drafted late. And I got to give Nick and D'Amico credit for bringing in Cam Akers. And it's worked out, you know, I think even better than they thought it would have.
Yeah, look, absolutely, 100%. And more, the majority of their moves have been unbelievable deals, if we're being honest. But you look at the Cam Akers deal, and for me, with the Cam Akers deal, I thought was for sure a future play. My instant reaction was, this is a future play. This is a guy that has torn his Achilles twice. Not once, but twice. He tore it midseason last year. And to think that he was going to come back and be the player that he was in the preseason and show what he was able to show in preseason is wild. I never thought that would happen coming off an Achilles tear. So, again, I thought it was a smart future play by the organization. It ended up being a generally speaking, overall smart-ass play, because not only could the dude play, not only did he have experience in this system.
They probably didn't think he was going to be like this, Clint. Like, I mean, at this level.
I wouldn't think so. I wouldn't think so, but you're talking about a guy you got to change some things and say, hey, let's put it versus one. But what he did in the preseason, given how many carries he had and the production that he was able to generate, you would look at him and go, I'd be cool if that guy's starting. I'd be cool if that guy was my starting running back. Like, we would have been really good if Joe Mixon would have played this preseason, and two times he'd have cut back for 14, 15 yards. He'd have hit the scene a couple of times, the seam a couple of times, and look really good in the hole. If he'd have plowed over a DB on the sideline, if he'd have caught the ball well out of the backfield, we would have absolutely been stoked about Joe Mixon. And we're talking about Cam Akers when it's all said and done. So, yeah, man, it was a hell of a move by D'Amico, hell of a move by Nick Caserio, and hopefully it pays off in the long run. Hopefully we don't need it too much, but hopefully if we do, it pays off.
Before we get out of here, a little breaking news. The drama with Brandon Ayuk and the Niners are over. There will be no trade. The 49ers and Brandon Ayuk reach an agreement today on a 4-year extension, according to Adam Schefter, that will contractually tie him to the 49ers over the next 5 seasons. The drama is over, and a deal is done with Brandon Ayuk.
Can't wait to see what he got, baby.
Wow. I didn't think they were going to bring him back. I didn't think they wanted him. Maybe he just said, finally, it's over. All right. Clint, great job. Everybody here, great job. Shout out to our promo team. Shout out to our engineer, Matt, who did a great job keeping us afloat here. Shout out to Tyler, who got sick and had to make it home. And then shout out to our guy, Byron, ready to step in and perform as he did. Such a great job helping us out here. Clint, great job. All the listeners and people who have supported and helped make this a great, great day here at the Westin, we appreciate you as well. I am Ron Hughley. As always, Houston, we love you, baby.
And I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.